Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for being with us this morning. I want you to help us to speak the message of God with power and confidence. I ask you to send the Holy Spirit so that we are able to understand what the message means. Help us to apply this into our lives. Bless our church and bless each one of us here in this place. Thank you, Lord. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Happy New Year. It's grace. The year of 2017 just started. Have you ever decided what you are planning to do? What will you do this year? You might have many plans for you, for your family, for your church, and for your company. What are those? As believers of Christ, our Lord is talking to each one of us. Start from God and depend on God. The book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8 says, "Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it." It says, start from God. Depend upon God. Live and work for God at all times. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Our Lord says, obey God and follow the message of God. Then you will be prosperous. Then you will be successful in this world. Joshua was one of the great leaders in the history of Israel. He became a leader after Moses. Before Joshua guided the people of Israel to go into the land of Canaan, he must have been afraid. He must have worried. And God told him 3 times, "Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. And be strong and courageous." And verse 9 says, "Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Our Lord is still talking to each one of us. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. I will be with you wherever you go and whatever you do. My family migrated to this country, New Zealand, from South Korea in 2002. I was afraid because I was not quite sure of where to go and what to do. But God was with me and my family and helped us where to go and what to do. While I was in South Korea, I was not a sincere believer of Christ. I was just a Sunday Christian. But this didn't help me to live in this world. I had to come closer to God. After I moved to this country, my Lord trained us to become a sincere believer of God. And also, I made my own efforts to spend much time on God. To do this, I would pray, I would join in early morning prayers, and I engaged in 3 different home groups and 2 Bible studies every week. On Sundays, I attended 2 services for better understanding. Spiritually, I would fast, I would pray, and I would read the Bible. I wanted to understand what God wanted me to do and where to go. There were times of trials and suffering. But my Lord helped us to take courage, to be guided by God. And later, my Lord helped me to take theological training and become a minister of His church. The book of Psalm, chapter 1, verse 2 says, "But His delight is in the law of the Lord, and on His law He meditates day and night." Many people would try to find happiness in this world, but it would be hard for us to discover true happiness and joy in this world. Believers of God can find true happiness and true joy in God. King David, who was known as a godly man, understood that he could discover true joy and happiness in God. To do this, David would meditate the word of God day and night, and he devoted himself to God. The Bible says, "Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth." What is the book of the law? Why do we need this? The first of all, we need to make sure what the book of the law is. It is the word of God. In the time of Joshua, it was the first 5 books of Moses. And it included the whole book of the Old and the New Testament. Today, the book of the law is the whole message of God. It is the whole message of God. It tells us how to live and work for God. It tells us how to obey God. And it tells us how to follow God. As children of God, we are to follow the law of God. And we are to live and work for God. The people of Israel served the king of Egypt for 400 years before they came into the land of Canaan. They lived and worked for the country of Egypt. They struggled and they were frustrated. It was very sad because they were the children of God. Why did the children of God serve the earthly kingdom, the king of Egypt? Why? The Bible says, because they lost their faith in God and they couldn't come to God. Later, they confessed their sins against God and they came back to God. They cried out to God day and night, and God answered to their prayers, and God sent Moses to save them. God sent Moses to save them from the captivity of Egypt. Finally, they were given freedom and they discovered true joy and happiness in God. However, this didn't last for a long time. Many people complained about God, and they didn't follow God. God was so angry, and God decided to punish them for 40 years. Only a few followers of God and their children survived in the wilderness, and they were guided to the place of Canaan. This is the story of Israel, and this is the story of godly people. And we need to learn from this and apply this into our lives. At the beginning of the Bible, our Lord gave the country of Israel the confidence. As a believer of God, we need to have confidence in God. Joshua chapter 1 verse 5 says, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you." God said He was with Moses and He was with Joshua. He was with the people of Israel and He was with the people of God. Our Lord is still talking to each one of us. As He was with Moses, as He was with Joshua, and He will be with us. Our Lord will be with us at all times, no matter where to go and no matter what to do. Our Lord was with Joshua and the people of Israel. And God made a promise that He would give Canaan to the people of Israel. However, there were many people who lived in Canaan. Who are they? Yes, the people of Canaan. They didn't believe in God. And they worshipped their own gods. God needed to train the people of God before they were guided to the place of Canaan. And God said to His people, "Meditate on the law of God at all times. If you want to be prosperous and if you want to be successful." Our Lord commanded His people to obey and follow the law of God. Still today, our Lord is talking to each one of us. Meditate on the law of God at all times. Live and work for God and follow God if you want to be successful, if you want to be prosperous in this world. Look at the country of New Zealand. We already know what had happened during the 1970s. Many people believed in God and they went to churches. And they sent many missionaries to other countries. Our Lord blessed the country of New Zealand in mighty ways. What about today? What do you think? Not many believers of God at most churches. New Zealand has become more secular for the past 20 years. And we are not allowed to talk about God at public spaces, at public schools. We are not allowed to talk about our Lord Jesus Christ in most places. Many people have left their churches and they don't come back. What can we do today? What can we do in 2017? First of all, we need to come to God. We need to come to God. And we need to ask God what we can do for you, what we can do for your kingdom. And we also need to ask God to heal our country and His kingdom. We need His guidance and we need His protection. As the Bible says, we need to obey and follow God. Together with this, we need to teach and we need to train our children, our family members, and our neighbors the Word of God here in our church. And we also need to have confidence in God. We need to have confidence in God. Look at the Bible once again. Three verses repeated. Verse 6, verse 7, and verse 9. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. And be strong and courageous. Learn from Joshua and the people of Israel. They must have been afraid before they got into the country of Canaan. And God sent Joshua and said, be strong and courageous. Before I migrated to this country, New Zealand, the same message was given to us. Be strong and courageous. I will be with you. The same message is still given to each one of us today. What are you going to do this year? What will you do? Our Lord is talking to each one of us. Be strong and courageous. I will be with you. I will be with you wherever you go and whatever you do. I had a great time with my family at the beginning of December 2016. We had never been to a family trip for the past 5 years after we got back to New Zealand from the USA. And it was a great blessing to my family. God allowed us to review what we have done for the past 10 years as His servants. It was a time of trials. It was time of suffering. And it was time of blessing. And we made sure that our Lord has been with us wherever we went and whatever we did. The same God has been with us. Has been with us in our ministries and in our journeys. Our Lord will be with us no matter where to go and no matter what to do. And we need to depend on God at all times. The book of Proverbs 16, verse 9 says, in his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. We can make plans on our own, but our Lord determines and decides our journeys. Our Lord helps us where to go and what to do. We might have our own plans, but we need to remember that we are to obey and follow God because He is our Creator, because He is our Lord, and He is our Savior. Our Lord will be with us, and we pray that our Lord will bless each one of us this year, 2017. Thank you. And before I pray, I am asking the music team to prepare for the worship. Let us pray to our Lord. Dear Lord, thank you for giving us this time and opportunity. We are so blessed to know you, and we are so honored to know you as our Lord and Savior. Please help us to obey and follow you, and help us to make plans to glorify you. Thank you, Lord. We pray in your name of Jesus Christ. Amen.